Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I Steppenwolf in the Wayback Machine, way back, 17 till the hour, like me, Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. Sarah Heiner's our guest. She is the second generation leadership of the Bottom Line Publication Company, Bottom Line Publishing. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication. I encourage you to check out, folks. It's chock full, Sarah. It's chock full of a lot of information, quite varied and multifaceted, right?
It's true. We say we were doing life hacks before life hacks was a thing.
It's a lot of
it's all about what do you do.
Little snippet stories and a couple of long form stories in it, folks. So something for everybody. Bottomlineinc.com.
You got it.
Bottomlineinc.com. So check it out, folks.
Yes, they get the information, the videos, the podcasts. Yep.
And your blog is linked off there too, right? That's worth
my
the trip.
My blog is in there.
That's worth the trip, folks. So, okay, I can't wait to talk about family businesses with somebody who should write the book on family businesses, because you've lived this, you've done this. Talk to us about the good, the bad, and the ugly of family owned business. This is one of the articles, folks, in the new edition.
Actually, no, this is just me. We've done things on family business before.
Okay,
this is just you and me, because last time you said we should talk about family business.
I thought this was in your blog, but okay. This is special. Just for me.
This is just for you.
I feel so honored.
You get the full-on Sarah Heiner.
what's the good, bad, and the ugly?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about family businesses, obviously, is that it is a unique environment. You'll never find something as as supportive, as open, as connected, as comfortable as you can in a family business. That said, it comes with its price.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that as a person in a family business, be sure you want to be there, because you can't leave so easily.
Right. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, right?
No, but you can't even check out so easily, right? It's not that easy to be able to leave. If, you know, you own your business. If you want to be able to leave, then there's ramifications. There's the implications of everybody else that's there. The other thing is that within family businesses, now your family relationships change. And I think that's the biggest thing to understand and accept, that the family becomes the business potentially becomes the family, and it's really important to have your boundaries so that you can maintain your family relationship, so that Thanksgiving can continue to be Thanksgiving. And that you can continue to tell family stories and play games and celebrate the grandchildren, rather than you don't want to bring the business.
That is
of the
so hard
to
do, isn't
table.
It? This is the hardest thing about being a family-owned business is not running the business as a family. The hardest thing is leaving that behind when the family comes back together outside the business. It's very difficult.
It's true. And I'm talking now, like I'm talking
about. And I'm
one
of the first, I'm one of the worst offenders, because I always think about my business. I'm always thinking about it.
Well, and, you know, so I always, in terms of conversation, I always try to separate conceptual stuff. So in your business, you can talk about ideas. You can talk about small business trends. You can talk about, you know, the radio and the impact you can have on the radio versus the details, the specific operational details, right? So that we could have philosophical discussions about what we heard from an expert that day or whatever. But you never want to drop into, did you get the numbers on that mailing? Right? So it's you got to separate those. And as spouses, you know, we talk about families. My family, I've got my father. I have my mom is still there. I've got my two siblings. My husband actually works with me. So I'm surrounded by family. But even just when you have spouses working together, right? So I always say, every contractor whose wife does their books, and I'm sorry, I just made this gendered, sexist kind of general statement, could be the other way around in a million different ways, but those are family businesses as well. Mm-hmm. The minute the spouses are together, and you have to separate, you can't lose the marriage, you can't lose the romance, you can't lose the personal connection. It can't all be about the business when you're in that family business. Now, you want to talk about whether you should go in, what you need
to do. Well, that's the thing.
Before you go into the family business?
You know, my wife and I work together. I work for her. Her title is She Who Must Be Obeyed. So, you know, it's tough because I'm telling you, I know this is a big shock to you, Sarah, but I'm pretty intense and willful and I'm all up in my own business. I mean, I love my business. I like thinking about it. I like doing it. And it's hard for me to separate this. And my wife joined my business. She wasn't here when I started it. And so, you know,
it's something that founders need to be aware of and leaders need to be aware of.
Yep.
I know my father has said that he ran the business differently before his kids came in.
Yeah.
Right. So that you have to run the business and you have to manage yourself and your own behavior for the sake of all your relationships. So, you know, that they all, you can't yell. My father was very, he had a flamey temper. So he would fire people. He'd get angry. And once his kids came in, he said, I can't behave that way anymore.
Yeah.
I can't be a role model for that. So you as a leader have to decide that your personal relationships are also important.
The thing that happened when my wife came in
that
helped me the most was she helped me learn how to delegate. I really got better at delegating.
But,
and that really helped all of us. When I learned how to do
that. Well, that's why you brought her in, because she's a compliment to you.
That's exactly right. And only problem now is my wife doesn't have a good job. You know, she works with me. Hold on to that thought.
She
right
can't
back
ask
with,
for a raise. That's the bigger problem.
She knows where all the passwords are. She doesn't need a raise. Quick break. Tintail, we're going to talk about stoicism. Are you a stoic? Well, it might be a good idea after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.